tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back. We are Chef and the Fat Man live from We have, of course, Chef Eric. We have the incredibly talented, gifted, and just a lot of fun. But you know what? She hasn't thrown one sling or one arrow at me. And she has really kind of violated our contract in the first hour, so I hope she makes up for it in the second hour. But anyway, and we also have Steve Whitmire.
You might want to say who she actually is. You didn't give her name yet.
Well, no, because she hasn't insulted me. Oh, she gets the whole
I'm not
enchilada.
On his radar yet.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, there we go. Okay. Jesse lies. Yeah. All right. And we have Steve Whitmire. Now, he's a man who's going to be joining us here shortly. And he is the, if you will never know as much about beef as this man has. He has a $5 million PhD to back it up. Anyway, Chef Eric, when we last left you and Jesse, no, when we last left you, Jesse, you were getting ready to do
the shrimp cake. So I'll just catch up to speed. I've got the wet ingredients in there. So I've got 2 eggs, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon of Dijon mustard. The veg is cooled down that I sauteed earlier. Threw that in. I've got my 1 pound of chopped shrimp I'm going to add. And then the last ingredient, when right before you're ready to form the cakes and throw it in, I've just taken a sleeve of saltine crackers, put them in a Ziploc, and smashed them. This will be your crumbs if you like Ritz cracker, just whatever your favorite cracker is. About a cup and a half worth.
Do we have some jerk seasoning in there as well?
Yep, you are so right. Missed that. We have Jamaican jerk seasoning. We went a little bit of that heat, a little bit of that spice, more layers of flavor.
And you can also certainly use zesty lover.
I was going to say, if you don't have any jerk, it just so happens you should have Chef the Fat Man zesty lover rub, because it is available here at Cook's Warehouse and should be on every table. I'm just saying.
There you go. All right, so that's us.
All right, you finished?
All right. We're all done.
Well, my friends, you know, there's been a raging controversy going on around the culinary world. Grass-fed. 100% grass-fed. Grass-fed. I wouldn't talk about it. I come from the Midwest, where it's corn-fed. Then I met this man, who truly has a $5 million PhD. That's what he's invested in coming up and helping to create some of the finest beef in the world. And when you hear about beef from South America and all these, baby, it doesn't get any better than the good old U.S. of A. And here's one of the men who's been at the forefront, the leadership, setting the bar higher for the rest of the world in beef. Give it up for Steve Whitmire! Grasstown beef, baby!
Thank you, Chef. I'm excited to be here today. I appreciate that very much. This is what myself and 8 other people do full-time for our living, and I don't mean being on cooking shows. I mean cleaning up my boots, putting on some nice clean clothes, and coming to town, which is what I did last night from the farm. So the only way that we feel like that we can be successful is making the finest possible beef at the least possible cost. And so we push the envelope on all ends, all natural, no antibiotics, no hormones ever, but we believe at the same thing as most chefs would say, you got to start with the best ingredients to end up with the finest table experience.
And you know, my friends, there's nothing that the Fat Man loves more than a fine buffet. And when I heard that his cattle actually get buffet-style service, I got to figure it's great beef. And you're not kidding, are you?
I am not kidding at all, Chef. To pick up where I left off, if we're going to give you the most consistent, best, most tender beef, you start with the genetics. We're known nationwide for our genetics, that is breeding the bulls. We employ lots and lots of different testing techniques, including live ultrasound of the animal to see how big the ribeyes are, how much intermuscular fat and marbling they have. And then you take the calves sired by those bulls, and they are all raised on our farm. And here again we go with, okay, we've got 6 granite well water wells on our place, 7 miles of pipeline. Everything Every animal gets fresh water that you could drink out of yourself. It's very fresh. And then we also have large grazing pastures. Okay, here comes some of the difference. We control the genetics. They're always on big grazing pastures. As I would tend to say, not like an elementary school where kids are all packed together and everybody's sneezing and coughing on everybody, like a modern feed yard, for instance, is. So they do have to give them a certain amount of antibiotics in order to keep them healthy, the same as when your kid comes home from elementary school and you get sick and they get sick. All right, so basically in our case, since they spread out and we have an absolutely perfect ration for them designed, we've got two different PhDs, they're always on grass, they're always on our beautiful well water, but they also, we grow about 300 acres of our own corn and soybeans. We're now growing non-GMO corn and non-GMO soybeans. One of our biggest customers, Whole Foods, loves us to do that. And so what we have is a ration that's designed of corn silage, and this is a take-home point. Corn silage is the whole plant, stalk, leaves, one-ear corn, all chopped up, cob included, extremely nutritious, very, almost irreplaceable in the ration. Soybean hulls, dried distiller's grain, and then we have a special supplement of cinnamon, kelp, and garlic, which has just given us amazing animal health. So we have almost no illness whatsoever because they got a lot of room to spread out, a lot of room to graze, our well water, and they always get free choice access to that ration. Or as the chef says, the buffet.
Yes. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Kind of tell you, Steve, if I were a cow, although I'm as big as one, I would come and hang at your place, baby. Now, will you stop it?
I'm checking out the strip.
Yeah.
I want to see.
My God, man. I mean, never let Steve hug you. He's sizing you up. But what I love is the ultrasound because that is so cool. Weekly, they get an ultrasound, so they find out they're getting exactly the right marbling.
Exactly.
And nothing makes a steak taste better than marbling.
Exactly, Chef. And again, beef is one of the most nutritious things you can eat, okay? What you get from beef is you get a nutrient-rich protein, but it's got zinc, selenium, copper, and manganese. Those are your four big immunoresponse boosters. You don't get them from anything else. That will help you. If you give inoculations to your children for polio or smallpox or whatever, we get our vaccinations, their immune response system needs to be optimum condition. That's what those elements do.
Now, Steve Whitmire, of course, Brasstown Beef is his home and has been his blood, sweat, and tears. But once again, my friends, he's local. He's American. He's doing the things the right way. And because of his tremendous dedication, he is the head of the executive.
I'm the president of the Beef Improvement Federation, which sets all the standards, does all the genomics research, DNA identification of the chromosomal sequences and so forth on how you raise cattle in the best possible way. And our standards are used by all the universities. People worldwide come attend our conference every year, and it is truly an outstanding conference. How everybody that wants to be in the cattle and beef business can have the optimal animal health, the least possible birth defects that they might have. We look at things that are beyond what human health is even.
You said chroma what-all?
It's a lab thing. Well, we look at the chromosomes, the genes. Looking at which ones affect which areas. Again, all natural. We're not talking about transplanting things and all that, but we're talking about optimum breeding combinations for the animal's health, welfare, and longevity.
Got to tell you, I've checked out a lot of genes, and I don't have anything to do with cows.
You don't have any genes on.
Anyway, Steve Whitmire with Brasstown Beef. Now, you all, because of your tremendous work, you really directly affect the work population here in Georgia because you're processors are local.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We're the farm been in the family, by the way, about 60 years. Our beef is processed by two different separately run, family run businesses, not mine. One in Raven Gap, Georgia, which is north of Clayton, and one is at Ellijay, Georgia. And so we are really our little ecosystem. There's about, I guess there's 16 people that are related to our selling beef.
Now, real quickly, Steve, how can people find out more about Brasstown Beef? Because after all, extraordinary care equals
extraordinary beef.
And how do they find out where to get that extraordinary beef?
Well, you can go to our website or our Facebook page. Website is brasstownbeef.com or our Facebook page, and it stays posted frequently and updated. And we will, with your permission, post something today tying you together with us and Brasstown Beef and Cook's Warehouse.
We'll take it to a whole nother level. What level that is, I have no idea. But, Steve, I hope you'll come back with us again and join us again, because I'm going to try to find some of that Brasstown Beef, because I love ribeyes, and go tell, I am a stickler for healthy eating.
Go next to Whole Foods right now today, and they got a counter full of it.
And I'm sure you'll give me the Steve Whitmire discount. Why do they laugh anytime you ask for the discount? It's all about food, fun, and celebrating a good life, celebrating the best of America, the best of Georgia, and it doesn't get any better than Steve Whitmire at Brasstown Beef. Give it up for Steve.
Thank you, Chef Kevin.
When we come back, Jesse's going to fix up some food. You're going to eat. We're going to gain weight. We're all going to have a ton of fun, Chef and the family, and taking it to the streets of Marietta.